serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are tuned in to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the beaches, FM 94.7.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, the senior pastor here of Island Community Church, along with my associate pastor, Darren Solana. We greet you here today. God bless you, one and all, my extended family out there. Thanks for joining us here today. You're tuning in. We are tuning into God's frequency, hence the name of this radio show, WGOD Radio. God is always broadcasting. Let's tune into his frequency here. Let's tune in our dials to WGOD. We're going to hear a word from God. It's going to come through his apostle, Paul. This sermon is entitled Paul's Thorn in the Flesh. It's out of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and it's a look at what happened to the apostle Paul. He had this demon that was dogging him, and it wouldn't go away. He prayed three times that God was taking it away, and Jesus answered and said, "No, I'm not going to take it away." That's the launching point for what we're going to look at here today, Paul's thorn in the flesh. I invite you guys to church tonight. We would love to see you. If you are looking for a church home, if you're new to the area, it's Wednesday night. If you're not doing anything, I encourage you to get into the Word of God. Our service starts at 6 o'clock. If you're tuned into the afternoon rebroadcast, you guys still have 28 minutes to make it to church. We're at 1,000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island. I'm starting the book of 2 Peter here tonight. You are invited. We would love to see you for service. Sunday mornings, I'm in the book of Acts. We just started that. You'll hear this past Sunday's sermon here coming up next on the radio. Here now, famous chapters of the Bible takes us to 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and Paul's thorn in the flesh.
Verse 7. And the reason why what we're about to read has happened to him. Verse 7, he says, "And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure." Lest I should be exalted above measure. You see, somebody cared for him. Somebody cared for him. Matter of fact, he suffered because someone cared for him. Like a sympathy card. Here it's a sympathy demon, which I could do without. Thank you very much. How about you? But lest I be exalted, this happened to him. A thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me. Then he says it again. And it's so important he says it twice in case you missed it the first time. Some people like to say Paul's thorn in the flesh came from Satan because they say God would never make someone weak or sick or cause that person to undergo any kind of demonic oppression or attack. So to that I ask the question, so the devil wants you to remain humble, huh? And not to exalt yourself? My, my, what a friend you have, huh? All your sins and griefs to bear. Satan wants you to stay humble and not to exalt yourself. Again, speaks for itself. Make no mistake, it's God who will see to it that you remain humble and not filled with pride, thinking that you're something when you're not. No, the devil sees just a tool. He is perpetually at God's disposal. God can use anyone at any time. That's what he does. He's God. Now, verse 8, he knew exactly where to go concerning this. He says, concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. You know, funny how all of his prayers for other people, you know, God answered. For healing, for resurrection, for the impartation of spiritual gifts. But for him, no. So concerning this thing, that is this thorn in the flesh, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. Now let's break this down. Let's start with this word thorn. The Greek word skolops. It means something pointed like a stake or a point on a hook, like a sharp point on a fishing hook. Now Captain Jim could show you what his hands look like on any given day. And he ought to be in the infirmary. And that's what this word for thorn means, like a stake, something that causes severe pain or constant irritation. Next up, messenger. It's the Greek word angelos. That's why I've translated that as an angel from Satan. New King James says messenger. Angelos. So, lest I be full of pride because of all the stuff that I've seen up in the third heaven where Almighty God himself resides, lest I get a big head over this, lest I think that I am better than everyone else, a spike, a sharp spike, a debilitating pain or illness. He's probably building off chapter 11, where he says if he boasts at all, he's going to boast in these infirmities that he has. Lest I be exalted above measure, a sharp spike was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me. I heard they put headphones on him and made him listen to Boy George on a continual loop. Do you really want to hurt me? Or maybe it was Jimmy Buffett. To buffet him. I digress. The word is kolophidzo. It means to punch in the face. It means to strike a blow, to beat someone. It means to whoop on someone, to use a Jersey vernacular. Are you guys starting to get the picture of what happened to him? Lest I get proud and full of myself, and lest I start thinking that I'm something because I've received some great revelation from God, a sharp spike was inserted into my side, a demon to punch me in the face. Also notice that God rules. He even uses the devil to accomplish his will and to carry out his plans in this world. Everything and everyone is at God's disposal. God told Job in the Job 41:11, he said, everything under heaven belongs to me. So again, back from verse 7. Lest I be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh, a fishing hook stuck in my side that's not going away, a real sharp one. Stuck in there, was given to me, a messenger, an angelos of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Now, concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. Now, as for God's answer, which, by the way, I am always envious of, that God would actually answer these guys. You know, I wish that he would answer me that way sometimes. But then again, I'll pass on the hook on my side and a hissing demon anyway, punching me in the face. How about you? I think I'll settle for reading the Word of God myself in the comfort of my own living room out of my Bible. However, if I did hear the audible voice of God, I probably would need the spike as well, the same as him. I can smell my brain working overtime. Wow, you've been to heaven, right? Get a little snort there. You people haven't. I've been to heaven, you people haven't. Right? Or else, why read my Bible again after where I have been? Why read my Bible? I don't even need faith anymore. By golly, I've been up to the third heaven. I know the color of Jesus' eyes. I've seen the decor in heaven. Why even read my Bible? And you see, he needed a thorn in his side. And up. No, you don't. We're going to stick you with this thorn. And to keep him humble. So I'll be content with hearing you speak to me through your word. Verse 9, as for God's answer to Paul. Now again, remember the backdrop. Lord, please heal me from this. I've got a sickness. Heal me, please. Heal me from this infirmity or weakness. Heal me. Heal me from this sickness that I've got. Heal me from this demonic attack. I said, demonic attack. He didn't rebuke this. Paul did not rebuke the demonic attack. He prayed about it. There's some good example to follow. He prayed about it. Lord, heal me from this demonic oppression. It's me, Paul. It's the Apostle Paul, even. Heaven's the Murgatroyd. Why can't I rebuke this? It's certainly not God's will. It's certainly not God's will for me to suffer like this, right? Right? How can it be God's will that I suffer? Man, oh man, open up your Bible and read about it. To you it's been granted on behalf of Christ not only to believe, but to suffer for his sake. In Philippians chapter 1, Romans 8, 16 and 17. That's why you can't rebuke this. Now the Bible's about to answer this question. Does everyone who has faith get healed or not? Verse 9. He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. Huh? But I'm sick. But I've got a demon sticking me in my side. I've got a demonic spike stuck right here. Don't you realize who I am? I'm an apostle. You see, I need something more. I'm sick. I need something more. I'm sick. I need something more. You see, grace won't heal me. Grace won't heal me. But it'll help you get through your trial, praise God. Grace will not heal you. But it'll help you get through the trials that you're going through. Now, Jesus said, that's all that you need. That's all that you need. Sufficient. That's what the word means. He's all that you need. Matter of fact, me and Pastor Darren were saying, his grace is more than you need. He gives it out in abundance. It's more than you need. My grace is sufficient for you. Now here comes the reason why. Finally, he says, for my strength, Greek word dunamis, some translations say power, let's use the word dynamite. For my dynamite is made perfect in weakness. Now here's a spiritual truth God showed me this week. God's dynamite only explodes when it's wet. God's dynamite only explodes when it's wet. My strength, my dynamite is made perfect in weakness. Now from this answer, you see, on goes the light bulb in the Apostle Paul's head. Along with the understanding, see, the light bulb goes off, now he gets it. God's dynamite goes off when it's wet, And wet is, I'm weak and I can't do this on my own. I need help. God help me. I need help. I got this demon dogging me and it won't go away. I can't rebuke it. You're not taking it away. What do I do? He says, my grace is all that you need. So again, on goes the light bulb. Now comes the understanding, always revealed to us by the word therefore. See it in your Bible, therefore. See, light bulb goes off. Therefore, he says, that is, since the dynamite of God accompanies my weakness and my trials, when I confess to him that I cannot get through this on my own, therefore, most gladly, he says, I will rather boast in my infirmities. Ah, you see, now I've got something to boast about. How about you? I'm going to boast about my infirmities. I'm going to boast about how I can't do this life without God. I've got my own thorns in the flesh. It's very debilitating. A lifelong stutterer, I've got lots of them. I can't even say the name of Jesus in here Monday through Saturday. I get slapped in the face, beaten up by this vexing demon. We all have got them. I said, Lord, I'm a preacher. That's not fair. You've got to fix this. And he says to me, no, that's just too bad, Smedley. He says, my grace is sufficient for you, and that's all that you need. That's all you're going to get is my grace for you to get up here and share my word with my people. You're going to do it because of my grace. It's very humbling. I'm sure you guys can all relate the same way with something in your life as well. Something you've prayed and you've asked God for help. You've prayed about it and God says, I'm sorry, but I'm going to give you the grace in order to get through it. So don't be too hard on me sometimes. Paul is saying that something happens to me when I am weak, that it causes me to rely on God for my very breath. And since this is true, that is, what I've discovered, since this is true, then I want to feel like this all the time. I want to feel like this all the time. You see, it's worth the price. It's worth the price. Therefore, I want to feel like this all the time. Therefore, most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmities so that, meaning here comes the reason why, so that the dynamite or the power of Christ may rest upon me. And now comes another therefore, verse 10. Is this revelation is just going off to him. When he finally understands that when he's weak is then he's strong, he's hitting us with these therefores. We got one in verse 8. Now he hits you with another, which I pray you take to heart here today. He says, therefore, I delight in. All right, colon. I delight in infirmities. Are you sick? He says, I take pleasure in. That is, to use the Esposito vernacular, that would be this. Bring it on, friend. That's what we'd say in Jersey. Therefore, I take pleasure in. Bring it on. These are the new things, not how much I know, not any of that stuff, not what I've done. I'm going to bring it on that I can't get through another day without his help and his grace. I can't do it without his grace. I can't do it. Therefore, knowing what I know now, I take pleasure in. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I'm not there yet. I mean, show of hand. I mean, who takes pleasure in, not who bears with it, but who takes pleasure in infirmities. Not one hand. Who takes pleasure in reproaches? That is, are you persecuted because of the name? Who takes pleasure in, the third thing he says, needs? That don't have two nickels to rub together? Persecutions. Are you beaten because of the name? These are the kind of things that says he takes pleasure in now. Because he realizes that when he finds himself in this kind of position, that is when the dynamite of God is upon him. And last thing he says he takes pleasure in is distresses. I'd say to you, are you at your wit's end here this morning? If you are at your wit's end this morning, let me tell you here this morning that God has you exactly where he wants you. Now, that's some good news this morning. You see, he flips the script. Might not seem that's the logical way for things to work out. But if you are full of distresses here, you don't know what to do, where to go, you're sick, or you're going through something, and God just doesn't seem to want to answer that prayer, God has got you right where he wants you. Catch the attitude. If that's you, then confess that you can't make it on your own and you need God's dynamite. It's wet. Only wet dynamite will work. You can't light this on your own. It's in your helplessness lights this dynamite. But again, catch the attitude. I take pleasure in all my distresses so that the power of Christ may rest upon you for Jesus' sake. Alighting on you like a dove. Then, one last truth out of this, and an awesome axiom for you to take home with you today, a forever truth. He says this: for when I am weak, then I am strong. You spell that, by the way, T-H-E-N? When I'm weak, then I'm strong. And that's what Paul learned when he found himself suffering and going through a painful trial in his life. That God was the one actually allowing and orchestrating everything, lest he be exalted above measure. Because God is at work behind the scenes, ensuring that Paul was going to cross the finish line in faith and not end up like the devil did, who ended up full of pride and did exalt himself, thinking that he was someone special. And remember what we've learned in here the last year, and that is the wrong response is, well, this could never happen to me, right? Might happen to you, but it won't happen to me. And that's the wrong way. That's the wrong, you know, the correct answer is, thank you, right? Is it I? Is this going to happen to me? Am I going to follow the devil? No, I could never do that. Is it I? I mean, this should humble us and bring us to our knees and admit that we're weak and can't do this on our own. And when we make that confession, like Mission Impossible, strikes that fuse, on comes the realization that I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. Now, let's read this entire paragraph now, knowing what we know. 2 Corinthians 12:7, it says, lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Now, concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, He said, no, Paul, I'm not going to heal you. I'm not going to get rid of this demon that dogs you, because my grace is all that you need to get through your trials. My grace is all that you need. All right, so he says to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I'm strong. That's his message to us today. When I am weak, then I'm strong. So remember, church family, trusting in God in the midst of adversity, trusting in God in the midst of adversity will ignite God's dynamite and blast you to victory in Jesus' name. The dynamite is only good when it's wet. So let's pray. Lord, we exalt you here in the house. We are weak. Thank you for shining the light of truth on why I'm still suffering. Help us to be like the Apostle Paul. Help us to work this out in the Spirit on how we're supposed to approach this. Thank you for turning the light of truth on. Thank you for turning the light of truth on us with the knowledge that you have us right where you want us. Therefore, Lord, we commit and submit ourselves to you. Use us, lead us, and guide us. Our dynamite is wet. That is, we can't light it on our own. So we just pray, we ask, Lord, that you be with us. Help us to get through this. Help us to count and trust and rely on you when we're going through difficult and trying times. And in these coming ages to come, that as it gets more and more dangerous to be known as a Christian, help us always to remember that you are large and in charge, and that when we're weak, then we are strong, Lord. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to Breakpoint, a daily look at an ever-changing culture through the lens of unchanging truth. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. Today's Ash Wednesday, the beginning of a 40-day period in the church calendar known as Lent. This time of preparation leading up to Holy Week and Resurrection Sunday is especially helpful given the political, digital, and ideological distractions of our moment. The very same cultural forces that tend to over-commercialize our Christmas celebrations can make us just forget about Holy Week and Easter Sunday, not to mention that these days point to the central events in all of human history. Ash Wednesday is an especially helpful day that helps us remember. Around the world today, countless Christians will have the sign of the cross marked on their foreheads in ash, what's known as the imposition of ashes, and will hear the words, "Remember you are dust, and to dust you will return." That reminder, along with the various exercises and self-denial associated with Lent, can give us the impression that the 40 days prior to Good Friday and Easter Sunday should have a somewhat gloomy tone. That, however, would be to completely miss the point.